And another funny thing is that if I see a play or a film, it's not comedy I go for. This is odd, isn't it? It's good, serious drama. I want to be torn inside. I even want to cry at it. I want to be moved to that extent. And if I'm not moved to that extent, then I haven't enjoyed it as much. I want to be turned over, absolutely. But a comedy just makes me happy and so forth, and I haven't had the emotional experience, I suppose. That's what I crave. I like to be moved to that extent. Because I think this is why maybe I like so much the last scene in Yeoman. You see,
Georgie was crying.
because that is, you see, that is me, you see, that is really me. I mean, if I was to say anything about these parts, I think that Jack Point has always been the favorite of all the predecessors and all the people who've played these parts. But you see, Jack Point is me in another age, actually, because what am I but a strolling player? You see, I'm that, and I'm just the type that would lose the girlfriend because I wasn't as tall and I wasn't as handsome as somebody else that would come along. But I have the feelings inside. I have the correct feelings inside. And I'm very easily moved. And I could, and I believe, that I could die of a broken heart.
No, you
And
did
practically,
die, didn't
yes,
you?
to me I died.
Yes.
To me
Now,
I go.
this is a slight argument we have amongst us.
Yes.
We have an argument amongst us whether or not you die in the Yeoman.
Yeah.
I say you die of a
Oh,
broken
yes.
heart.
In the script, it just says he falls senseless.
He falls senseless,
But
yes.
in point of fact, I think of it, and I mean, it's like a heart failure or anything. It could be brought on through being heartbroken. You
It
see.
is, yes. Yes.
And
And that is your
it wouldn't,
favourite
it, you
part,
see,
is
it
it?
wouldn't apply to everybody, but I happen to be that sort of person that could be moved to that extent,
And
I
this is
think.
why you move other people.
Yeah, well, maybe, because I believe in it, dear.
Yes, I
I
think
really
so.
believe in it.
Yes.
You see, there's one thing that I've tried to get, and I'm going on trying. I think I'll try again next week, actually. But I don't want Jack Point to get up anymore. I don't want him to stand for a curtain call or anything.
You're going to have a very disappointed audience.
Well, I just want him to remain there, because to me, that's the finish of it. It's finished, you see.
Yes.
There was one producer that wanted me, said he would like to produce Yeoman, and he always wanted the last entrance to come with my hat off in my hand and walk in like that to show the man underneath the clown, in point of fact, is what it was getting at. And now that's the sort of things I would like to put in, those sort of little things, to show that it's a difficult part because he has to pretend to love and then give a joke and almost mock at it. It's very difficult to get over. But in the last scene, that last scene is him. There's no more pretense. This is him, broken, you see. And I think that's why, because I think every comedian or any of any description wants to know they have the ability to make people cry as well as laugh with them, you see, because life is not all laughter, I think. And I think that's what I try to do in a way. It's like an achievement in a way, too,
So you're going to stay dead next week, are you?
Well, I'll try. What I would really like would be to have that scene with him dead on the stage there, and then perhaps the next one, another picture with him being lifted by four of the yeomen. A bit like Hamlet's carried out, a bit like that sort of thing, as if they're taking him away. And just a picture, no movement, just a picture of it. You see, perhaps halfway up the ramp at the back, as if they're leading him out and taking him away. And that sort of thing. But sometimes I'm embarrassed if I have to stand anyway because my face is all tear stained and everything, and I feel a bit of a fraud standing there somehow, you see.
Well, I think there are so many people in the audience with tear-stained eyes, so I don't think that really matters. I know I was. I couldn't get over it for about 10 or 15 minutes.
I remember doing this show in London, it was the first Yeoman after my mother died, and I adored my parents. I really, I worshipped both of them. And I had to go back and play this scene, and I started myself crying before I went on. And started the emotion going, you see. And of course, I couldn't stop. When the show was coming, I couldn't stop. And I went back to my dressing room sobbing, you know, over my dressing room. I'd started the emotion going, purposely. And whether the dresser must have thought I was clean out of my cotton-picking mind, because, I mean, I was just sobbing all over the place. You see, I'd started that emotion going. And from that sort of thing and another incident, I learned that you mustn't do that. That if you're really crying, really, honestly crying, a man can look very silly crying, or you can sob in the wrong place, because you've got no control over your breath if you really cry. It'll come in quite the wrong place, so that you get a mixture of half and half, you see. This came about also through a girl in the chorus who had watched it, many years ago this is, and it was a matinee of it. And I can't die twice a day, well, I don't think, you know. And so I put my glycerine tears on and I went on, and I had no emotion whatsoever. But I sobbed in the right place and so forth. And that was the day that she came to me after the show and said, "Oh, John, you really got it today." And she was breaking her heart, you see. And that was the time I hadn't felt anything. And from that I thought, right, that's it now. You have half and half. I have the emotions, they're there anyway. Now you've got to put so many of your glycerine tears on, and what comes after that is you. And so it's that combination again of things, I think. And it's those little things that one learns about acting or anything. I think that it's only... I often think, you know, I said to myself, I shudder to think what I was like last year. I must have been awful. I hope that next year I'm going to be better than this year, or even next week I'm going to be better than this year. I find now, of late, that I know just how long I can wait with a line before I come in with the next line to hold the audience to that extent. It's easy in encores. You get them to such a pitch of enjoyment, because you're enjoying it too, that all I have to do is wink at the audience and I'll get a laugh with that one thing. I know that part. I know that part. That's easy. But it's the other part of timing, you know, of timing a line to wait just right, and then it comes in. And don't tell me, ask me how I do it. I just don't know. You know, it's just there, I think. And that's just experience of... You see, the audience, after all this time, dear, it's a strange... I feel as if I know them all, you know. I've met so many people of the audience, from fans, that... And I know what makes them tick, I suppose. And so I know them. You see, as they know me, I know them. I don't know them by face as they know me, but I know their feelings, I know them.
You know the atmosphere.
Yeah,
the
yes.
Now, you did The Sorcerer the other night. Now,
oh, yes.
Do you like The Sorcerer?
Yes, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Because it's
not, I would say, not as difficult as some of the other parts.
Well, the song is about the most difficult, I think. That speed of then. If you plan it, it changes the candidate. Yeah. It's not a vanity, full of satanic effects. You plan it within an entity. All a lot of bunkum when you're singing it as fast as that. You haven't time to think what you're saying, you see.
No, but it comes over very well anyway.
But I mean, when they said to me, play it in Cockney, I said, I'm a Northerner.
Oh, your Cockney accent was marvellous.
I'm a Northerner, but I'll give it a try. I'll give it a whirl, I thought, you see. And really, it has its points, in so much that a line like, you know, when it says, "Madam, this filter is compounded on the strictest principles. On married people, it has no effect whatever." Isn't so funny as saying, "On married people, it has no effect whatever." You see, then it's just that much funnier. And
yes.
It was the first opera, full-length opera they wrote, so it was, the dialogue is dated just that much, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And say, "I don't know," you see, well, then it's... But I mean, it... You see, all my vowel songs are entirely wrong for a Cockney. I'm from the north, you know.
Yes.
And I find that, of course, it's difficult because I certainly can't sing the Patter song.